Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here on Radio Veritas. So, today we're going to talk about Sunday's reading. I know we normally do this on a Friday, but tomorrow is a big feast day, and I want to deal with the feast tomorrow. So you can prepare for it today, but it's the Feast of the Transfiguration of the Lord, and we'll talk about that tomorrow when we look at it a little bit more in depth. So let's have a look at Sunday's readings. And I want you to think, last Sunday and this Sunday and even the Sunday before, they're all about the same thing. In fact, they all follow in the gospel story. So first we have Jesus feeding the 5,000. And what does he feed them? He feeds them the bread that the little boy brought. Just like one of you might share your lunch. Huh? Jesus needed the help of a little boy to come and help. And I've even heard the story where someone says, we don't even know if it was a little girl or a little boy because it could be just a little child. So they needed the help of a little child to come and help. And then Jesus starts to talk, and we talked about this last week, a little bit about being the bread of life. And you'll remember last week in the first reading, we heard all about manna falling from God, feeding the Jewish people in the desert, this bread, this magical angelic bread came down, manna. So now, in this week, Jesus refers back in the gospel. He reminds us about what we heard last week. And he says, I am the bread that came down from heaven. That's what Jesus says. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. And he goes on, and you'll hear he uses these different phrases in the gospel. You hear him say, I am the bread of life. And he says, your ancestors ate manna. This is the bread that God sent in the wilderness. But they died. But here am I. I am the bread of life that comes down from heaven and which anyone may eat and will not die. I am the living bread. So what's going on here, guys? This is quite a strange thing that Jesus is talking about. How can a human person be saying, I am bread? And yet we know, as Christians, don't we? As Catholics, we know that we're going to have this whole central part of being a Catholic is this idea that the bread is transubstantiated in the Mass and becomes Jesus, becomes the living bread. And I want us to think Jesus is talking about two realities at the same time. And these are both always true. The one is that physically, we need bread to live. We need to eat every day or we will die. Huh? Well, we certainly need to eat every few days. There are some people who can fast for a day or two, but no one can fast for days and days and days without dying. If we don't have food, we will die. We live in a country where people die of starvation. That is, people die of not enough food. So I know a very sad story about a little child who actually survived cancer, which is a serious disease. She got all the right treatment in our hospitals to survive cancer. And then when her doctor was checking up on her some years later for a study to see how did people do who survived childhood cancer, she actually died of malnutrition, of starvation. So that's something terrible because you don't need to have a medical establishment to not die of starvation. You just need food. And there is enough food that if we shared, we should all have enough food. So the first part, we hear Jesus is reminding us of the Jewish people wandering lost in the desert. They didn't have food, and God sent them manna from heaven. God sent them food to eat each day. And if you ask me to tell you what it was like, the answer is I don't know because I wasn't there. I'm older than you, but I wasn't alive when they were wandering in the desert because that's thousands of years ago. And nobody alive today knows what the manna was like. But they described it as heavenly bread. So maybe it was a bit like yummy, yummy bread. So think about your favorite bread. Then we have Jesus. And Jesus is saying, in the past, you needed this bread that kept your body alive. But I will give you bread that will give you eternal life. I will give you bread that will mean that you live forever, What's he talking about? He's talking about communion. He's talking about spiritual bread. What do we need to eat in order to share eternal life with Jesus? And so I've got one more thing I want to say to you about all of this. And this is this idea. And I think it's a really important idea. The idea that we are invited when we eat something, it becomes part of us. And so Jesus is really saying, if you eat my bread, you will be part of me. I will be in you. You will be part of me. So let's close our eyes. Jesus wants us to be part of him. He wants us to be like him. He wants us to be generous, to share what we have with other people. He wants us to be loving. He wants us to be kind. He wants us to be gentle. He wants us to be open-hearted. I want you to think today about how can I be generous, be loving, be kind, be open-hearted. How can I let Jesus live in my heart? And how can I live in his heart? How can I really allow Jesus to be the living bread that gives life to my light, gives life to my whole being? This is what we want. So let's ask Jesus. Dear Lord, please come make your home in our hearts and help us to become like you so that we may be bread to others. Amen.